MichaelRoysenMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7. We discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. And this week, always, every week, we have great guests at 3:30 and 5:30. But this week is a sensational guest, Dr. Mache Siebel, MacheDrMache.com is his website. This book he wrote, The Estrogen Window, outstanding, because he does go through the basics of what went wrong in our treatment with estrogen and why it went wrong and then what you can do about it. And that's what we're going to get to right now. Dr. Siebel, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me. Very excited to share some information with you and our listeners.
And you really are an outstanding physician. He's been he was on the Harvard School faculty for 20 years. He is got the Emmy Award from the North American Menopause Society, as well as he has a blog that occurs, and I'm going to let him talk to about that blog that occurs in a few minutes. But first, tell us how we got to the current state of treatment of peri and postmenopause. First, what is menopause? What is perimenopause? And then what happens to women over their postmenopausal years?
Okay, well, let's begin with just the symptoms. First of all, menopause, by its medical definition, is 1 year after your last menstrual period when it occurs naturally. And, of course, we usually think of that potentially as in older women, or at least age 51 years old. That's the mean age in the United States. But about 5 to 10% of women go naturally into menopause before age 45, and 1 in 100 before age 40, and 1 in 1,000 before age 30. So it could be any age, and that's why it's a very important to, if you find something very different, to talk with your doctor. Now, perimenopause is like perimeter. Peri means around, and the years around menopause is perimenopause. And that can happen in general for most women. It's about 3 years. For some, it's 5 years. It can take as long as 10 years. And for some, it can be about 7%. The symptoms even last longer. So it can be a wide window for a subset of women. And basically what's happening is when you're in your reproductive years, your menstrual hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone, are quite synchronized, giving you those monthly, regular menstrual periods, unless you get pregnant. But what happens, like in puberty, at the other end of reproduction, is the hormones go kind of haywire. They aren't synchronized with each other, and those imbalances lead to many of the common symptoms. And those are the things like brain fog or memory issues. They can be heart palpitations, they can lead to vaginal dryness, they can lead to dry skin, they can lead to bladder symptoms and sensitive bladder, and a whole lot more. So that's, in a very thumbnail sketch, that's kind of what happens. And would you like me to talk about how we got so confused about hormones?
Yeah, let's talk about now the association of menopause and perimenopause is due to a decrease in women's hormones,
yes.
Both estrogen and does progesterone change at that time too?
Yes, it does, because progesterone, standing for progestation, is the second half of the menstrual cycle, and that's a consequence of getting the uterine lining prepared for implantation in pregnancy. But when women get close to menopause, they stop ovulating, or stop ovulating regularly, and so as a result, the progesterone never happens, and women have this huge imbalance.
And now, so why it would seem natural, that is appropriate to replace the estrogen at that time, and that's what we started doing as physicians in the 1960s, started doing, and 70s and 80s and 90s, and then all of a sudden, sometime in the early 2000s, this stopped. What happened and why?
Well, we started giving these hormone replacements because of the benefits believed to happen. First of all, the symptoms stop. Most of the symptoms stop. But doctors didn't understand the difference between estrogen alone or estrogen plus progesterone or progestogen, synthetic progesterone. But I want to make sure that I get to answer the question that you asked us, why did it stop? And the reason it stopped because of this huge study called the Women's Health Initiative, or the WHI. It came out in July of 2002. And it said that estrogen caused breast cancer, and it caused heart disease, and it caused dementia, and a whole lot of terrible things. And women and many of their doctors just kind of stopped dealing with estrogen. It just became confusing, frightening, and for these women, it became very, very unpleasant. But a recent analysis or reanalysis of the original data shows how those initial investigators got it all wrong. There were so many women who were taking estrogen at the time that they couldn't find enough women to go on the hormones. So the women who received hormones, and it wasn't just estrogen, it was estrogen plus a synthetic progesterone called Provera, so it was Premarin plus Provera, or Prempro. The women who got the Prempro were actually between the ages of 60 and 79, and they compared them to a group of women who got a placebo who were mostly between 50 and 59. And to make it even a more unfair comparison, the women who got the Prempro had a large percentage of smoking, of diabetes, and of high blood pressure compared to the women who were 50 to 59 and who basically were healthy women, not with any medical issues. So they compared two very disparate groups of women, and of course older women who have more health-related problems, whether or not they take estrogen or Premarin and Provera, are going to have more health problems. And that's what happened.
Now, in addition, they happen to get, at least in the book, the choice of drugs or the choice of hormone therapy wrong. What happened there?
Well, at the time of the Women's Health Initiative, the estrogen that was available was Premarin. That was the primary estrogen available. And that is a conjugated estrogen, it's called. But there was no natural progesterone available. The only progesterone or progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone, available was one called Provera. It was the most common one. So they put those two hormones together for this trial. And the reason they had to have progestin of some kind is because the uterus exposed to estrogen alone eventually will cause a uterine cancer in a percentage of women. But when the progesterone is added to the estrogen, it completely, or 99.999, prevents uterine cancer, so it becomes a non-issue. So the women who got estrogen alone only got estrogen, and the women who had a uterus and did not have a hysterectomy got the combination of Premarin and Provera. And that group was the first one that was reported on. And that's where the problems began, because Provera is known to increase the risk of heart disease and a variety of other medical conditions.
So it increases by itself. So
yes.
Independent of the hormone, so the choice was wrong.
Yes.
Now, many people come in now taking a bioidentical estrogen and something a progesterone called Prometrium. Have we got large studies on something like that, or what would you expect to be the differences?
Well, there's two parts. First of all, it's going to be better, but second of all comes the point of my book, which is the estrogen window, because that's the window of opportunity in which even giving Prempro does not increase many of the problems that it did in that study, because remember, those women were 60 to 79 years old.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Mashi Siebel. The Estrogen Window is the book, Dr. Mashi, MACHE.com.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Maish Seibel, I guess it rhymes with Bible, Seibel, and his website, drmache.com. The book that he has written is an outstanding book that we're discussing called The Estrogen Window, What Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know, The Breakthrough Guide to Being Healthy, Energized, and Hormonally Balanced Through Perimenopause, Menopause, and Beyond. So now we're talking about the window, Dr. Seibel. Mm-hmm. And the window is one that means you've got a set period of time when you can start hormone therapy, and you can start it with the right preparations, at least through the book. Talk to us about that.
Well, the estrogen window is a very important concept because it greatly lowers the risk of disease, and I'm talking about lowers the risk of breast cancer, heart disease, dementia, osteoporosis, and other things. And also,
so these are big diseases.
Very big diseases, and some of the biggest killers in women's health. And that's why this is so important, and why it's important for women to understand how the doctors in the original study got it wrong. And now, with the same data, we know it can be used as a very beneficial hormone. The time of taking estrogen that's most critical is to try and start it closest to your menstrual period. And I want to emphasize that for women who go into early menopause, and as I mentioned, it's a lot of women, 5 to 10% go into menopause before age 45, it's important to start it at the time of menopause, even if you go into menopause at age 30. That's the time to start it, and at least continue it up until the time of natural menopause, which is age 51. For most women, though, who are going into menopause with around age 51, the window stays open a variable amount depending on which organ. In general, it's about 5 to 10 years, but it is a little bit different for vaginal health, for brain, for breast, for bladder, etc. But the most important part is when you start it, and then the window stays open for between 5 and 10 years, and for some organs and for some women, possibly even longer.
Now, one of the things that you talk about is the type of estrogen,
yeah,
and the type of progestin in the book, and how you get the right ones and the right prescription during this window. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, one thing I think that's important is I think that to clear the air for just a moment on the bioidentical hormone story, because the bioidentical means that the chemical of the estrogen or the hormone is identical to the chemical in the hormone in your body. But it doesn't mean it's natural, because you can't squeeze a sweet potato and end up getting progesterone or estrogen. So they're biochemically, they're identical. The difference when people say bioidentical is, where do you get it from? Do you get it from a trade drugstore like the Eckerd's or CVS or Walgreens or one of those, or do you get it from a compounding pharmacy? And I think it's important to understand that there are the same exact estradiol, the same estrogen in either place, but the ones from the drugstores, the trade drugstores, are FDA approved, the compounding ones are not. The reason this is important is because there are now studies coming in where people have taken the same prescription, sent it to 12 different compounding pharmacies, and gotten 12 different strengths of prescriptions filled, usually with estrogen being higher and progesterone being lower, by increments of between 80 and 200%. And this has resulted in a small but real number of uterine cancers happening in women who take the compounded estrogen progesterone. So if you're going to get those, make sure you have your healthcare provider check your uterine lining. But to come back to it, you want to try and take the lowest dose you can that reduces your symptoms. And topical, in general, is safer than it is by oral. It lowers the risk of blood clots, and it has other benefits as well. So a skin patch, a cream, a spray, a gel, or even taking it vaginally with a ring, all of those in general are safer than oral, but oral can be safe if taken in low dosages. And there was just a study from Finland that came out on 500,000 women where only 1 milligram of oral estradiol was taken together with progesterone, and the results were quite comparable. So low dosages of either can be quite effective.
And now the progestin, is it important what type of progesterone you get?
I strongly encourage women to get the bioidentical progesterone. The one that is micronized is what's available. There's going to be a new one coming out in the next year that's solubilized, meaning instead of little microcapsules of it that you swallow, it's going to be dispersed in the solution, and that's going to be available coming up in the new year. But it's important that it's bioidentical. Provera, I would encourage people not to take because of the increased risk.
Now, as I mentioned to you, and we'll try and get this in before we talk about your blog, is I strongly believe that since 70% of the side effects of the hormone of hormone therapy relate to increased clotting, both for stroke and heart attacks, and the other side effects relate to some increased cancer risk. Both of those are decreased greater than the increased risk, and the increased risk is diminished to a large degree by taking 2 baby aspirin at the same time. And always take a half glass of warm water before and afterwards. Now, you mentioned when we were talking offline, you thought this was more beneficial for men than women.
Well, I know that when it comes to the how long you live, in terms of the lifespan of the woman, aspirin does not increase the length of life. It does in men, but taking aspirin does not in women. But estrogen does. Women who take estrogen live longer than women who do not. And I can't say 100% that aspirin isn't enhancing that or helping it, but as an independent variable, estrogen is very powerful, and the timing is crucial here. The estrogen window is very important for every woman to know, because with that information, you can be empowered to be a partner with your healthcare provider, and that's really very important.
And I do want to add just in the last few seconds about the fact that aspirin does decrease those side effects of estrogen. So I urge you to talk to your physician about that. Now, you have a blog. What's the blog title?
Well, I would just encourage women in this situation to go to my website, drmache.com, drmache.com. And also, if they're interested, I have a menopausequiz.com. Menopausequiz.com is a free quiz you can go to, find out where you are compared to other people, and see where your symptoms stack up.
The book is The Estrogen Window, Dr. Mache, M-A-C-H-E.com. Outstanding.